KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy. Little sun trying to peek through out there now. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, that is, with a high around 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that 46-year-old Brimer Presley Bullich of Atlantic was arrested on Saturday for OWI first offense. Bullich was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And as we reported on Wednesday, at around 7:50 p.m. Tuesday, a Cass County Sheriff's deputy attempted to stop a vehicle near 585th Street and Highland Road. The subjects fled and a pursuit was underway. The chase ended near 585th Street and Lansing Road and involved numerous juvenile subjects. The driver was cited for numerous traffic offenses and the other juveniles were cited for minor in possession. That incident remains under investigation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office Thursday said they had received a report of an email scam. An individual reported they had received an email that appeared to be from Mediacom Billing. The email said there was an issue with the payment method the customer used and they requested that they click on a link to update their personal banking information. The email address in the from line was from uf4@mediacombb.net. Now, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office reached out to Mediacom, who verified that the email address their customer received did not come from the company. Any email coming from Mediacom, they said, would end with @mediacomcc.com. Authorities say you should be very observant when receiving emails or phone calls requesting you provide your personal information. If you feel it's a scam, call the company directly. Mediacom says if you receive a questionable email, you should forward it to their abuse team at abuse@mediacomcc.com. Two men from Creston were arrested on separate warrants Thursday afternoon. Creston police say 34-year-old Trell Peterson was arrested on an outside agency warrant. He was charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance in the third degree and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $10,300. And 27-year-old Kevin Davis was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on an outside agency felony warrant. He was later released on a summons to appear. Creston police said also a woman residing in the 200 block of North Maple Street reported Thursday that sometime between March 30th and 31st, someone stole money out of her Dropbox and her rental building. The loss was estimated at $750. A collision in Union County Wednesday evening caused about $2,500 in damage altogether, but there were no injuries. The sheriff's office said a 1986 Mercedes 190 driven by a 16-year-old Dominic Maples of Winterset came upon the intersection of Warbler and 140th Street at around 5:55 p.m. And when his brakes apparently didn't work properly, Maples tried to swing wide to turn the car around, but he pulled into the path of a 2001 Chevy pickup driven by 16-year-old Megan Keller of Murray. The accident happened as Keller was traveling westbound and did not have a stop sign. The pickup struck the car on the driver's side, and following the collision, the Mercedes entered the ditch on the southwest corner of the intersection. The pickup stayed on the road. Authorities say Maples was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right-of-way. And the sheriff's office said a Creston man reported Wednesday evening that someone had damaged the door to his property near Afton. The damage there estimated at $200. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department yesterday said 45-year-old Harry Richard Knauf Jr. of Pacific Junction had been arrested Wednesday evening in Underwood. After he allegedly assaulted his son and wife, Knauf Jr. was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault first offense causing bodily injury. Authorities say the man was allegedly intoxicated at the time of the incident. Three men being held in the Pott County Jail were served with warrants Tuesday evening. 54-year-old Jeffrey Allen Bauer of Houston, Missouri, was presented with a warrant for assault with a dangerous weapon on persons in certain occupations. 31-year-old Christopher Lamont Warrior of El Reno, Oklahoma, and 22-year-old Angok Ball-Wall of Dallas, Texas, were both served with separate warrants for violation of probation. Wall was also wanted on a warrant for misdemeanor escape from custody. And 39-year-old Nicholas W. Chambers of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail after he turned himself in Tuesday morning on a warrant for failure to appear on a citation. In other news, authorities have obtained search warrants as they investigate the suspicious death of a 15-year-old boy whose body was found over the weekend in a lake near Iowa City. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office was not commenting on what led authorities to look in Coralville Lake for Noah Herring, who was last seen in nearby Tiffin on April 7th. Sheriff's Office Detective Brad Kunkel told the Gazette on Thursday that Herring's body was found Saturday with assistance of the Iowa DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers. Officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections report that at around 9:35 a.m. Thursday, a physical altercation began between two groups of inmates at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. The altercation took place in the main yard in front of one of the living units. When security staff responded, the inmates refused to obey verbal commands to disengage. The responding officers then used pepper spray to gain compliance from the groups. While the officers were gaining compliance and restraining the group of inmates, a second, smaller physical altercation broke out between two groups of inmates in front of a different living unit. Security staff were able to respond quickly and use verbal commands to gain compliance from those involved. In total, about 14 inmates were involved between the two incidents. Due to the swift and effective efforts of the responding staff and the faculty, authorities say there were no staff injured during the events and no inmates suffered major injuries. The incidents remain under investigation. Four teenagers linked to a large fight that ended in a shooting at a Cedar Rapids park have been charged with violating Iowa's social distancing rules. The Cedar Rapids Police Department said Wednesday that three adult teens and one juvenile were cited for violating the state's temporary ban on social gatherings larger than 10. Governor Kim Reynolds had imposed the ban March 17th to stop the spread of the coronavirus. They're charged with a simple misdemeanor for failing to follow a public health order. Such crimes usually involve a fine of up to $625. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday updated the state on the latest COVID-19 data to come across the state. The Northeast region of Iowa, Region 6, is being ordered to follow more stringent guidelines for social distancing due to the number of COVID-19 cases, which have reached a predetermined threshold for action.
As I have said from the start, I am committed to making data-driven decisions regarding our response to COVID-19 in Iowa. And today the data tells us that Region 6 has elevated to a level 10. And this is due in large part to the long-term care facility outbreaks, the severity of the illness, and the rate of hospitalization.
The new order also takes into account the increase in virus activity in that area of the state, which covers Allamakee, Benton, Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Clayton, Delaware, Dubuque, Fayette, Grundy, Howard, Jones, Lynn, and Winnesheek counties.
By using regional data, we're able to recognize trends and adjust our mitigation efforts to more effectively address specific measures to slow the spread of the virus in a defined area. So today, based on the ranking, we are implementing additional mitigation steps in Region 6.
Reynolds said effective last night at midnight, all counties in Region 6 must cease through April 30th all gatherings for social, community, recreational, leisure, or sporting activities.
You may gather only with members of your immediate household. Limited exceptions will be made for weddings, funerals, and other religious gatherings, which will continue to be restricted to 10 people or less. Individuals are also required to make every reasonable effort to stay at least 6 feet away from others when they are away from home. Businesses are encouraged to follow guidance provided by the Iowa Department of Public Health regarding infection prevention measures to protect employees and customers.
All Iowans, she said, should continue to practice social distancing and follow the previously recommended strategies to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. The governor yesterday also reported in the latest statistics that there had been 146 new positive COVID-19 cases for a total of 2,141. Zero new counties added to the list of counties with COVID-19 for a static total of 82. There had been 660 COVID-19 negative cases for a total of 18,543. The state hygienic lab had 2,588 tests available. 987 people have recovered from COVID-19 for a recovery rate of 46%. There were also two long-term care center facility outbreaks, the Lynn Manor Care Center in Lynn County and Lutheran Senior Campus in Muscatine County. That brings the total number of LTC outbreaks to 9. 7 people have died since the last press conference on Wednesday for a total of 60. 49% of the deaths in Iowa were connected to long-term care facilities. 7 deaths were reported in Allamakee, Lynn, Polk, Louisa, and Tama counties. All across the RMCC regions on Wednesday, there were 175 COVID-19 patients hospitalized. 24 had been admitted over the previous 24 hours. 84 were being treated in ICUs. 48 patients were on ventilators. And then Governor Reynolds also spoke about a new program being launched in a few days called Test Iowa.
It is an initiative that will enable us to conduct large-scale testing and contact tracing across the state. Test Iowa will allow us to ramp up our capacity to over 3,000 tests per day in addition to the testing capacity that we currently have. We're working on the operational plan now to deploy testing, and I look forward to sharing more details about Test Iowa next week.
The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.